Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Our regular Wednesday contributor from the NFL Network, Stacey Dales. Good morning, Stacey. How are you?
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you. Ruthie, does this mean I'm going to see you at Halas Hall in like 3 hours?
No.
Oh, shoot.
No, I'm not there today, but
okay.
Yeah, I'll let you hold it down.
Great to talk to you guys after a really tough week two by the Bears, as we all witnessed on Sunday Night Football.
When you are at Halas Hall, when you do sit there and listen to Caleb Williams, what tone do you think he will set? And what demeanor do you think you will observe? Because it was a rough night for the rookie quarterback. 7 sacks, 2 interceptions, had a third called back. And this is part of the learning experience for all young quarterbacks endure.
Yeah, I think he's an incredibly accountable quarterback. I think you guys have witnessed it as I have, throughout really – you know, the moment he became a Chicago Bear. I think that what we saw was his toughness. That has been evident for me in the last two games, obviously, against Tennessee and now Houston. He took a beating. When I watched that game, I don't typically like to tweet or X or whatever you call it these days while I'm watching a game because, you know, there's a lot of people sitting in their basements responding to things that really aren't around teams and don't, you know, study the teams the way that we do day in and day out, with all due respect to those people. But, like, I got so frustrated because it felt like he was, you know, poking at a bee's nest every time he touched the football. Every time the ball was snapped to Caleb Williams, it felt like he was entering a hornet's den. So he had zero time to throw the ball, to react, to do really much of anything. When you go back and you look at what the Texans did, their highest blitz rate in the D'Amico Ryans era in his second season as head coach, 42% of his dropbacks were against the blitz. And then when I went back specifically, Ruthie and David, and looked at the numbers, Azeez El-Shaair had 12 blitzes. He's their middle linebacker. Jalen Petrie had 7 blitzes. So if I'm, you know, in that game, like, and I'm the Bears, how are you not accounting for those two young men? Like, it was mind blowing to me to watch it. And so, David, to answer the question, I mean, Caleb Williams, they're going to have to figure out how they stop false starting, how they discipline their offensive line, and then how they are able to, like, adjust in-game to a blitz package. He's the most blitz quarterback in football right now, as he should be. He's a rookie.
And you can imagine, Stacey, I mean, that's what a lot of teams are going to look at and say, okay, well, this is how we beat Caleb Williams. Do you anticipate any changes in personnel?
It's a great question, Ruthie, because I don't know how they can, because when I go back to training camp, as you guys know, what was the competition through training camp? It was the center competition. Now, like, first and foremost, as I've now covered the league for 16 years, the most important position on the offensive line to me is the center position. I could sit with Brian Baldinger, who I work with, who does Baldy's breakdowns, and he would probably agree with me. The most important position is the center position on the offensive line. People listening will say, no, it's the left tackle, it's the right tackle. The center makes all the checks and balances, really, and calls. you know, when we watch Monday Night Football and we listen to Jason Kelce in the booth, and he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Fame center. He made all the checks for Jalen Hurts, right? That's who Jalen Hurts got to learn from. When Jalen Hurts came into the league as a rookie, his center was Jason Kelce. And now it's Cam Jurgens. And if you go back and watch the Packers game from week one, they had a world of hurt, pardon the pun, with the center exchange because it's brand new. Guess who's making all the calls now for the Philadelphia Eagles? It's Jalen Hurts. He learned from the best in the business.
Yeah.
So fast forward to the Bears, or rewind to the Bears from training camp. They had a competition going between Coleman Shelton and Ryan Bates. Like, that's your rookie quarterback. So my question is then, who's making the checks right now for the Bears? Is it Coleman Shelton, or is it the rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams? It's got to be the center, right? The center is accountable to know what offense you're in, where the blitzes are coming from. Like, they're making checks. That is that position. Patrick Mahomes' center, Creed Humphrey, is so smart and he's so good, and they threw him into it. Look at Frazier right now in Pittsburgh. I mean, these rookie centers to come in and step in and do what they're doing, it's incredible to me, you know, as we saw Creed Humphrey do a few years ago. Like, that is, you've got to figure out, like, how that relationship is working. And the fact that they had a competition there, and now we're into the season, it speaks volumes to me where the Bears are at right now in terms of how they're basically in-game picking up these blitzes and in these calls.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it's an excellent point, Stacey, but I also think that there's – when you watch the game a second time, you see there's one example that comes to mind. Caleb Williams walked to the line of scrimmage, identified the mic, and then they came after. And Braxton Jones still gave up ground. And I think his guy forced him to step up in the pocket, and it was a breakdown in protection. So I wondered if that – I actually wondered that at the time, who is making these checks? Because it looked like it was Caleb Williams, and it should maybe be the center. You shouldn't have that all fall at the feet of a rookie quarterback. Moving forward, I don't know if they have any other option except for to – I don't know if they're going to change centers, but they could justify doing so. Doug Kramer is the backup to Coleman Shelton. Coleman Shelton has been I-65. All lanes are open in the first two games. I just don't know at this stage of the game. Isn't Flusie more likely to stand pat than to make changes?
Yeah, I think so. And listen, I'm not taking a shot at Coleman Shelton. Like, they're all learning. They have a rookie quarterback. So – but to me, the play designs have to be able to protect the offensive line right now and the quarterback. You know, when I go back, I went back and watched a bunch of stuff from that game on Monday, and the false starts are an issue. You know, Darnell Wright had a couple false start penalties. That's a communication issue. That's a discipline issue. That is a false starts to me are. Obviously, it's loud. You're on the road, and let's not, as I said on Sunday night, like, make no mistake, this is a playoff team in Houston. They have an outstanding defense. D'Amico Ryans is outstanding. Bobby Slowick, their offensive coordinator's a Kyle Shanahan product. Like, they're a really well schooled football team, and their pass rush is outstanding. You probably walked into that game thinking, well, the odds aren't on the side of the Chicago Bears, but the adjustments didn't happen. The second half was worse than the first half. I actually thought Chicago came out and started nicely. I thought I saw like massive improvements from their offense from week one against the Titans in terms of how they moved the ball, the simple throws, the check down type throws that they were able to make. They have not been able to establish any type of run at this stage this season, which to me is just, like, lack of conviction. I can't use the word conviction. It's not that these guys don't want to do well. It's that, like, they're trying to figure it out. I think it's going to take some time. And I said that before the season started. I believe that now. You know, if you go into this, I have this game this week, so I'm going to be at Halas Hall shortly. The Colts blitz at a 34% clip on quarterback dropbacks. That's the fourth highest rate in the NFL. So this is another opportunity. Now, they haven't been able to stop the run, like, at all. It's almost historically bad for the Colts in terms of how they're stopping the run right now. And I was on a call yesterday with Gus Bradley, their defensive coordinator, as well as their offensive coordinator, and Jim Bob Cooter. They are 0-2. Obviously, you guys know that. They have a lot of things to improve upon as well. But this should be an opportunity for the Bears to go in to the Colts, where Matt Eberflus is very comfortable at Lucas Oil Stadium. He had a lot of success there as their defensive coordinator, and establish a run game. And now you cannot play maybe behind the sticks so much. Like, when you're playing behind the sticks because of false start penalties, penalty after penalty, the way that the Bears have been, it's not easy for a rookie quarterback. So I don't think this is going to turn into a Bryce Young type season for Caleb Williams. He's just so talented and smart. But, you know, they have some things to fix up front, and they've got to do it this week against the Colts. And hopefully, you know, you get the ball into these receivers' hands. DJ Moore looked very unhappy throughout the course of the Texans game. And, you know, hopefully, you know, Caleb Williams can find his voice, because he needs to start talking to these guys. You hope to see that kind of thing in game.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
I am really interested to see the demeanor of the offensive players today, because I do think that's been a topic of conversation. And Stacey, I think one of the things that I keep having to remind myself over the course of the last few days is that the Bears were not supposed to win that game. And they had a chance to with, you know, a minute and a half left in the game in the hands of your rookie quarterback, who, by the way, until he threw the interception, was kind of moving the ball well there at the end of the game. And I think we are forgetting that what's really, I think, impressive about this team through the first 2 weeks is that perhaps the best thing for Caleb Williams in this offense is that you have a Matt Eberflus coach defense that's keeping you in these games and giving you a chance.
Yeah, Ruthie, you make a great point. I mean, they had a chance to win the game. They lost by 6.
Right.
Like, if there's anything we should learn in the NFL, right, it's like, watch Monday Night Football. Who the hell thought Kirk Cousins was going to, you know, waltz into Philly and beat the Eagles in this final drive? Like, that was stunning. So you're right. They had a chance to win it despite how, you know, how porous the offense was. Caleb Williams is still searching for his first NFL touchdown. You know, like, I think, you know, Ruthie, to your point, like, the Bears can do so much with that defense. I mean, you know, people will say, people will question Matt Eberflus. Like, there's one thing you cannot question. It's how he has this defense rolling. Like, they are outstanding, really. And I think their pass rush has improved. So, you know, they do have an opportunity this week. I'll keep saying it. I'm going to Indy. Anthony Richardson has struggled. The offense has struggled in Indy. The defense has struggled in Indy. So they have a chance to go in and get a road win. And, you know, we'll see what they clean up this week offensively.
This segment with Stacey Dale is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Stacey, we heard from Mario Edwards Jr. from the Texans after the game. We heard the audio earlier in the show about Caleb Williams being panicky, about him being slow back to the huddle, about things that they covered him up and he couldn't really see around him and he couldn't see down the field. And I understand that they won the game and that's a very good defense and they can say those things when you are on that side of the equation. I do wonder this, does it matter to a rookie quarterback that kind of reputational damage that he might have to absorb after a game like that? Does it matter psychologically? I don't think it will with Caleb Williams, but you wonder about the reputation, you wonder about the way teams will attack him, and you wonder about how lasting of an impact that experience will have.
Well, it's a great point you raised, David. I don't know how much Caleb Williams internalizes what he hears on the outside. By all accounts, from what we've learned about him, he seems to not do that. But as a human being, I don't know how you don't hear those things. What I do know is that Williams has the worst completion percentage against the blitz this season of any quarterback. And until that stops, that's a fact. Until that stops, until he starts making these defenses pay. I mean, what is a blitz? A blitz is when you add a fifth or sixth or seventh, anything more than your natural rush to the line of scrimmage. And what does that mean? I mean, to simple terms, it means there's something open. There's space behind you. I had this past weekend, I had the Detroit Lions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Lions came with a big-time blitz to start the game. Baker Mayfield diagnosed it with Chris Godwin, and they had a brilliant relationship through the first half of the game, and Godwin had a touchdown. They exposed the blitz. So until the Bears can do that, these teams are going to keep blitzing Caleb Williams. And, like, I transcribe everything as, you know, whether I'm at Hallis Hall or I'm not or whatever I'm covering, and I went back into my notes, and Caleb talked about his biggest struggle this offseason. He answered a question, and it may have been one of Chris Emma questions, about pass pro. And that was something that, like, not just cadence, because we heard a lot about that, him learning the cadence this offseason, but his ability in pass pro to pick up where the pass protections are coming from. And, like, listen, these teams, they study as much as any of us,
right?
What is said, what is not said. That's why you have coach speak during the week. That's why they look at what the quarterbacks say. They have moles studying everything that is said. And going into this season, not just being a rookie, but basically Caleb Williams suggesting that he is not yet comfortable identifying some of these blitz pickups, which he did in the offseason, is exactly what he's getting now. So does he hear it, David? Maybe, maybe not. But until they start to expose where the blitz is coming from on the field, things aren't going to change. And now you're going to see a Colts defense with Gus Bradley, who loved to blitz, obviously, as we've seen thus far this season.
How much of their offensive game plan and how big is the microscope on Shane Waldron and the offensive play calling?
Yeah, Ruthie, I mean, what we've seen so far is they want to throw the ball. So I think you could ask any Bears fan, like, he didn't have any time at all to throw it. To me, like, watching back at that, watching the Texans game back. So, like, where do you run the football if you're the Chicago Bears? They have 155 rush yards this season. 155. Mm. They were the best rushing offense in football, and it had to be, you know, like Luke Getsy ran the ball with Justin Fields. That's what they did. That's what they're doing in Pittsburgh with him right now. Like, I don't know how you find a run game, or if you want to. I don't know what the identity is yet, because, like, I feel like Shane Waldron is a coach who wants to throw the ball, based upon what I've seen. So if that's their focus, they're going to have to figure out their pass protections and figure out where the open space is for all these receivers that Ryan Poles got to make plays.
Great stuff, Stacey.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.